Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones. Well, it happened back on June of 2009. The federal government told us that the economy was great almost 2 years ago. It'll be 2 years coming up in a month, or less than a month. And every major street level indicator is the economy is in free fall. The Japanese, 3 weeks ago, several days into the disaster at Fukushima, told us everything was under control. No radiation or low levels. Now they're reporting today, the LA Times, CNN, 7.5 million times legal limit being dumped into the ocean. The federal government's response is to basically try to block the release of state and local radiation monitor information in the United States and to have the Food and Drug Administration, as well as the EPA, not release numbers on the different types of produce that they're testing here in the U.S. India, who is basically on the other side of the world comparatively, the way the winds are blowing, it starts in Japan, blows across the Pacific, across North America, across the Atlantic, across Western Europe, Eastern Europe, the Middle East, Central Asia. Asia hits the subcontinent of India. Central Asia, and then you've got to go back over into the Far East or Japan. And India has banned bringing in any type of Japanese produce or fish. Don't hold your breath for that to happen. Here they tell you, hey, eat that core exit shrimp, and they'll get a local person on from Louisiana going, it's good, go down here and get it. It's good, we got shrimp. It's good for you. Come on, eat it. My kids gonna eat it. It's gonna be good for you. Come on, eat it. Come on, BP did what they say they're gonna do. They help us out, yeah. They give us money for what we lost. If we work as slaves for them, and get on down here. This will be. This core eggs are good for you. Good for you. Good to going to eat it. I mean, that's what's going on here, and I feel sorry for the poor folks down in Louisiana or in South Texas or in Mississippi. And they go out and they get people from far southeast Texas to go, BP did the right thing. They came in and helped us. The shrimp's good. Come on and get it. A year later, they test the shrimp, and they're full of all sorts of toxins. My whole point is our government is not going to be like India. They're going to tell you, bring in that fish, bring in that Japanese seaweed, bring in all the little vittles and things that they, you know, mix in at the sushi shops and have fun because it's good. And, you know, they do the demographics. They'll get some New York engineer on these TV ads with BP running the last 6 months or so going, I'm from New York and I'm down here in the Gulf helping with my scientific research to make things better. And I tell you, the water is clean and the food is good. All right. I don't know how good of a New York accent I'm doing now. Oh, man. I'm going to cover all this news when we get back. And we do have Peter Schiff joining us. Ron Paul is, of course, joining us. And then we also have Bernard von Nuthaus. They want to confiscate his $7 million in silver coins. They say, look, you're not allowed to print up silver coins in America. And you're not allowed to criticize the Federal Reserve. And so they found a federal jury of low-grade morons. I mean, they got juries all the time sending people to prison for owning legal guns. I mean, they got juries in Texas. You're found with a legal shotgun in your home because some neighbor thought it was scary. You're going to prison. It doesn't matter. So it's the same thing here. I mean, you got a general public that can't even tie their shoelaces. They're like, well, you've seen the reports people trying to buy stuff with $2 bills at stores get arrested all over the country? $2 bill? There ain't no such thing.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations is a Trojan horse to America? They're bent on the destruction of our national sovereignty, and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are in league with them. Obama and Clinton filed a grievance against the United States concerning human rights violations. If we accept the United Nations norm for human rights, we'll lose our national sovereignty. They hate Arizona for upholding our laws. They want illegal aliens in this country. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live. It is Tuesday, the 5th day of April, 2011. We have a jam-packed transmission for you lined up today. Political researcher and economist Peter Schiff, who's been very accurate in his forecast of the economy, will be joining us on the reports that the government has spent eight times its monthly revenue just last month. Also, the looming government shutdown, the same stunt that Clinton pulled back in the mid-1990s. Then Congressman Ron Paul is going to be popping in later in the second hour. And then Bernard von Nothaus, who for decades had multiple collector memorabilia coin companies. I remember seeing the TV ads actually when I was a little kid for his Hawaiian Mint advertising coins. And he put out the Liberty Dollar. It's got to be more than 15 years ago. And operated for 15 years, and they came and confiscated $7 million in silver coins and gold coins and had a jury convict him of barter, basically. And the Associated Press basically has that statement. And remember, back in 1933, they told everybody, they said, turn your gold into the government. We're going to give you paper. And most people refused to do it, but some did. And then a year later, they doubled the price of gold. And people are like, well, then why do you say buy gold? But look, I bought gold and silver, and I'm not giving it up. Just like when the census people show up and say, tell me what guns you own, what stocks and bonds. I say, listen, get off my front porch. I'm going to call the police for trespassing. And I'm warning you, get off my porch right now, okay? Don't sit there with your baloney. I happen to know the Constitution. And if you don't stand up for your rights, you don't have them. Okay, the government's going to trample them if you don't stand up for them. The government is a criminal enterprise. Both parties at the top are bought and paid for. It's just that simple. Now, here's the other news. And quite frankly, this happens every few months where I read the news, I go over the news, and it is so off the charts horrible, and there's so many facets of deception to break down, I don't even know where to start. It is now 100% confirmed that radiation levels are dangerously high on the West Coast. Multiple universities have picked up between 50 and 181 times safe levels of just one radioactive isotope of radioactive iodine. And it is confirmed that the feds are basically telling people not at universities and state institutions not to report it, and they're now not reporting it after they first put out numbers in the last week. And the feds are not releasing numbers, and they're claiming that in Canada and the U.S., most government radiation detectors have been, quote, switched off. And I have that in my stack of news here today. And there is no discussion or talk about testing fish from Japan or stopping imports of vegetables or fruits from Japan. India and others are banning all imports from Japan of food and produce. Toyota's put out advisories. When you buy a Toyota now, there may be radiation in the car. That's about the only company actually trying to warn people a little bit, or at least tell them up front there could be some radiation here to cover their hind ends. I think Toyota's got a great product. I'm not here bashing them because it's a foreign company. Japan's actually built more factories here than GM has in the last decade. But that's going on. I mean, here's some of the headlines on that front. And I've got all these guests coming up, but I could talk for 3 hours just on this, but it's such a big deal. And it illustrates how corrupt the government is. Japan's ocean radiation hits 7.5 million times legal limit. That's LA Times. Japanese government admits. CNN, radiation in water rushing into sea tests millions of times over limit. Japan radiation evacuees left in dark about life after shelters. Doctors don't want to treat them because they believe it's dangerous to even treat people that have been exposed to this much radiation. That's actually true. But, hey, you signed on to be a doctor, to be a nurse. So even if it's dangerous, you know, if somebody's got some communicable Ebola, you're supposed to treat them. So very shameful there. EPA to raise limits for radiation exposure while Canada turns off fallout detectors. Mike Adams has got a report up at Infowars.com on this, and he links to all the mainstream news where they just bury it in footnotes that they're raising the legal radiation exposure limit. That way they can say, well, this isn't bad. We've raised the limit. Kind of like back in 1991, they said to the troops, well, we told you don't use DU before, but now we're saying it's good for you. Also, government holding radiation data back. IAEA gets info, but public doesn't. So the UN gets it. The Japanese government's reporting, but we don't. And Japan says, look, dumping radioactive water into the ocean doesn't violate law, even if it's 7.5 million times safe levels. And it just continues on from there. And you better believe that we are not going to get any information out of the federal government on what's happening, and they are running around basically now since the weekend when Berkeley, with the state monitoring facilities there, reported 181 times safe radioactive isotope of iodine 131 in the water, that now they've suddenly stopped releasing information. So that's going on that front. The government here in the United States, that is the government that's run by foreign banks, the occupational government, and that's what it is. That isn't radio rhetoric, okay? We are captured. We have been signed on to the bank's debt. We are debt slaves until we stand up and say we're not slaves. Wall Street Journal reporting FBI questions Libyans in the U.S. ahead of what they could believe could be preparations for Gaddafi to strike back. And then that'll be great for the criminals that run the government because they can just stage the events themselves or hope that Gaddafi does something as a way to take more of our liberties and grandstand as our saviors and expand wars. But again, you're not supposed to call it a war. Also, El Baradei, the former UN IAEA chief, is coming out renouncing the Zionist regime of Israel and saying that if there's any more attacks on the Gaza that borders Egypt and Israel, that they will declare war on Israel. So there is the U.S.-backed minion on record sent in a week before the rioting started to remove the old dictator, Ismail Mubarak. He's a front runner in upcoming elections. And Al-Baradei is probably just trying to score political points by saying they'll declare war on the Zionist regime. So just more theater out of that. Continuing, oil hits $120 after strike in Gabon, the small African country. You've also got the French fully invading the country of Ivory Coast, openly trying to install a new minion and backing up the rebels who are slaughtering people with machetes and machine guns en masse. That's all confirmed. But that's what the good guys do. They have to intervene to make sure the slaughter happens, like the UN in 94 in Rwanda, 800,000 slaughtered under UN support. Continuing, oil prices hit all-time high in Britain, and that means bad news for motorists and possibly for homeowners. Continuing, the OPEC is saying no emergency meeting to try to cut prices. And here's Reuters certainly backing up what Lindsey Williams said coming up on 6 months ago. Let me see, October, November, December, January, February, March. Yeah, that's 6 months ago. Back in October, said that his insiders were telling him it would go to $200 a barrel. And now here is the Reuters headline. Oil could hit $200 to $300 on Saudi unrest and Yemen unrest. But don't worry. Fox News yesterday reported that the Yemen government is doing what it has to machine gun crowds of protesters, because if they don't, Al-Qaeda will come in the power vacuum and take over Yemen. But it's Al-Qaeda publicly the core, even the Wall Street Journal admits, of the rebels against Gaddafi and the special forces, U.S. and British, arming them. But never mind reality. You know, I listen to mainline neocon talk radio. I monitor it. I skip around on the channels in the morning and at night when I'm driving. And all they talk about is not the bankers raping us, not the private Federal Reserve, not the out-of-control federal government. It's all just Muslims are going to get you. Muslims are dangerous. Muslims are evil. Muslims want to murder you. And undoubtedly, out of 1.3 billion Muslims, there are a lot of whack jobs and crazies, maybe 1%, 2%. But that's in every group. The issue is the Muslims are all stirred up because the globalists have used the U.S. and Europe to put hundreds of bases in and around the Middle East, hundreds of bases. It's over 1,000 U.S. bases total outside the U.S., but hundreds and hundreds of bases in and around, constant invasions, constant overthrows, dictators being propped up, dictators being removed, new dictators being put in. If we didn't buy all of our oil or a lot of it from the Middle East, they wouldn't have all this money to have all these weapons. But this is all part of this clash of civilizations. And just like they send in Al-Baradei to start saying, war with Israel, Zionists, we're going to get you. And the U.S. government's putting him in, and the U.S. government and Israel are locked at the hip. And then Israel will use those threats to crack down on freedom of the press in Israel and keep their warmongering going. I mean, look, these military systems and these banking systems that use the military to control the countries, whether it's Europe, the U.S., Israel, or China for that matter, they love the threat of internal insurrection as a pretext to crack down on everybody and to have no-bid contracts and to have the lion's share of the economy pumped into defense. And that's why this stuff's never going to end. You know, you've got Glenn Beck and Limbaugh and all them talking about the communist, talking about George Soros, talking about the unions and how dangerous they are, but then acting like they're the end-all, be-all. They're the people that caused the problem. And if we just got rid of the welfare, we wouldn't be bankrupt. Well, I've done the math with countless top economists here. We've done the math with Ron Paul here. You could cut all the welfare, all the pensions, everything. It won't pay a fraction of the 1.5 quadrillion, 1,500 trillion conservatively. Even the Washington Post admits it's 600 plus trillion. It won't pay a fraction of that. So they're just scapegoating all about unions and welfare moms and welfare queens. And certainly there's abuse there and problems. But it's rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. And I never hear these neocons talking about the banksters that financed Clinton, Bush, Obama. I mean, that's the issue. You don't stop them, none of it matters. Then I was on Tom Hartman's TV show last night, and I'm going to talk about that when we get back. And then I got a bunch of other news. And Ron Paul's coming up. Stay with us.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
6 megabanks are above the law. They are publicly allowed to launder drug money, to own and run the drug aircraft, to finance the weapons, everything. They're allowed to take the veterans' death benefits. It's all been stolen as of 11 years ago. They took the police, the fire, the teacher, the private pension funds that were invested in derivatives. They imploded it. They stole your assets. They got the Congress to sign on to the debt. And now they're going to hold the public hostage and say, give us more taxes, give us more government, and then you might get part of your pension. Then they blame capitalism and the free market for it. I saw an IMF report out today saying capitalism is outdated. This isn't capitalism. This is thieves, criminals in there working with government so that they're above the law and so that there's not a financially fair or level playing field to consolidate wealth. But the mainline Republicans won't tell you that. They tell you corporations are always perfect and good, not when they're bigger than governments and operate above the law. And write trade deals to shut down their competition that they're exempt from, just like Obama and the insurance companies writing the insurance law to force you to buy their insurance and then to lower the quality of it. And then they exempt all of Obama's minions from having to buy it. True economic discrimination. This is the system we're in. A fraudulent kleptocracy, not socialism, not even capitalism, no, just a criminal system. And I was on Tom Hartman's TV show. It's on Free Speech TV. It's on RT. It's a popular show. Tom Hartman's a very smart, you know, mainline liberal guy. It was painful to be on his TV show last night because he was using sophomoric, childlike, deceptive, ridiculous statements to make state nullification 10th Amendment sound illegal and ridiculous. He was saying, well, if Texas secedes, I don't trust Rick Perry with nuclear weapons. And I said, A, Texas isn't going to secede. Perry's not a real secessionist. Nullification simply means, under the 9th and 10th Amendment, that the states, also under the Declaration of Independence, can basically declare their just powers when the federal government gets out of control, and the federal government itself has been fully seized through globalism and all of these treaties they've signed with private institutions like the IMF, World Bank, World Trade Organization, and so we need the states to take over to just get our country back. And he would use sophomoric little statements about, but we don't want Rick Perry with nukes, to make his audience basically have the idea that some new civil war was coming. It's not an adult discussion. And it's not an adult discussion with Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh and people, because they narrow the spectrum of debate down to basically simplistic ideas that don't even begin to fully explain what's happening. What's happening to America has been planned. What's happening to America, I told you 16 years ago, was being engineered. 12 years ago with economists, when they got rid of Glass-Steagall and created the derivatives, which allowed them to go from fractional reserve banking, where banks loan out $10 for every dollar of deposits, to unlimited made-up financial instruments that were designed to transfer all power fraudulently through the Ponzi scheme to the international banking cartel. And then once they implode it, which is now happening, they hold everyone hostage and say, give us even more power, more control. We're setting up a new Bretton Woods system. George Soros is meeting today to get that job done as the globalists engineer the crisis and then offer the solution, giving them even more power over every facet of society. Then they use the economic threat to consolidate the economic structure under their control even more, and they use the manufactured terror threat. You got a better chance of dying from a honeybee sting or dying in a car wreck. They don't care. They hype it to where we're taking your rights, we're militarizing police, we're setting up citizen spy brigades to fight Al-Qaeda. Then you get the internal training manuals. None of it has to do with Al-Qaeda or Muammar Gaddafi or the Iranians. It all has to do with gun owners, real libertarians, conservatives, real anti-war activists, anybody that the power structure on the left and right sees as a threat. They're openly moving towards censorship of the internet. They're openly talking about restricting free speech if it, quote, hurts military efforts. They're openly trying to introduce us to an autocratic, command and control, anti-liberty system. And they've been bankrupting us by design to make us servile debt slaves to this cartel. And it's either us or the globalists. It's that simple. All right, Peter Schiff is coming up to break down what's happening on the economy. We're also got Ron Paul coming up, popping in the next hour. And then we've got a gentleman who's been arrested for silver coins.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're going to be talking live to financial analyst of great renown, Peter Schiff, syndicated radio host as well. Here in just a moment, I want to remind listeners that we have Jesse Ventura's new book and are shipping it daily. 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read. Incredibly powerful. A perfect tool to wake up your friends and family. Available at Infowars.com. When you get it with Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, Mark Dice's new book, or the only place you can get it, at Infowars.com, breaking down this panopticon of surveillance society. When you get it discounted with Jesse Ventura's new book, you can get one of my best-selling films for free. Whatever you like, Fall of the Republic, Obama Deception, Endgame, you name it, that is all available on the online video bookstore shopping cart at Infowars.com, or you can simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And your purchase of the books, the videos, the liberty-minded T-shirts, it helps you spread the word, but also helps this operation fund itself. We're not funded by George Soros or News Corp or the Ford Foundation. We are supported by our sponsors and by the online video bookstore as well as the GCN radio network, and we're very, very thankful for their support. Also, in this economy, we're getting more and more great AM and FM affiliates out there. Please support their local sponsors, or if you're a listener and have a business, support the Liberty Movement as this show explodes. Think about sponsoring the show locally in your area. That's also a very important part of this operation continuing to grow and expand here at the tip of the spear. Also, just spreading the word. If you're listening to us on a local AM or FM station, tell people at a red light or the grocery store or at church or at work how they can tune in to their local AM and FM affiliate. Or XM now carries us live during the day, not just rebroadcast at night. Can also spread the word about that. And people can also listen to the free podcast every day or the live streams at Infowars.com. And we're streaming in live video, living color, with an added dimension of information with the video clips and the documents at PrisonPlanet.tv. And that's also not just streamed live. It's archived each and every day. Just about an hour after the show ends, it's uploaded to PrisonPlanet.tv. I wanted to get Peter on a host of issues. It is being reported by Cyber News Service and others. March Madness, U.S. government spent more than eight times its monthly revenue in the month of March. Also, the Liberty Dollar folks has been convicted, Mr. Nuthaus. And on top of that, the feds are trying to forfeiture $7 million in silver and gold coins that they have. And they're trying to push the idea that they can basically confiscate gold and silver. This we have to stand together or hang separate. Peter Schiff is CEO and Chief Global Strategist for Euro Pacific Capital, Inc. Mr. Schiff began his investment career as a financial consultant with Lehman Brothers. After having earned a degree in finance and accounting from UC Berkeley, a financial professional for over 20 years, he joined Euro Pacific in 96 and has served as president since January 2000. He's also contributing commentator for Newsweek International and serves as a economic advisor to the 2008 Ron Paul presidential campaign. Europac.net is the website. Peter, thank you for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me on, Alex. And just to remind your audience, you know, my show immediately precedes your show on this network now. I'm on for 2 hours a day from 10 to noon on GCN.
Absolutely. Excited to have you as a member of the team. I've heard the show. Sounds great. Peter, so much to talk about. Bretton Woods 2 going on with Soros today. IMF coming out saying capitalism has failed. But this system of crony capitalism or inside corrupt megabanks getting government to basically make the public pay for their losses, that's not capitalism, is it?
No, not at all. Capitalism works everywhere it's tried. The problem is capitalism is often infected with disease of socialism or statism. That's what happens. And whenever you mix capitalism with socialism and you create problems, the politicians always blame the problems on capitalism, and they ignore the fact that they were introduced by the socialist legislation that prevented capitalism from working.
That's what's happening, and now we see the Democrats trying to sick the unions and people on other Americans that want to see the budget cut. What's your basic political forecast on where this country currently is and where it's going?
Well, we're in a lot of trouble, you know, and the country is going to get into deeper trouble because we continue to repeat the mistakes that created the problems in the first place. And, you know, when they're trying to couch the argument of cutting back on government spending as somehow being anti-workers, because after all, government workers are going to see their pay cut if we cut back on government. But if we don't do that, then we have to cut the pay of everybody in the private sector because we have to raise their taxes to continue to pay government workers more money than their bosses in the private sector are making. So if you really want to be on the side of the working man, then you've got to be for smaller government because the working man cannot afford the massive government bureaucracy that he's being forced to pay for right now.
Well, if you look at a lot of the super rich at the brokerage houses and mega banks that have gotten, you know, the trillions in bailout money, they're financing the George Soros crowds, the unions on record, to then put out numbers about 5% of the population has half the wealth. And basically the ultra rich, many of them are trying to sick the uninformed blue collar folks, some of them, on the middle class, who on average is really paying around 40%. in federal income taxes. So do you agree with me that basically you've got a lot of insiders who are ultra wealthy trying to scapegoat things onto the middle class?
Well, certainly you've got a small segment of the wealthy people who got their wealth through government subsidies or special access granted by government or through the central bank. A lot of Wall Street bankers, financiers are getting rich as the Federal Reserve helps them, you know, bleed the rest of the country. But the vast majority of Americans who have wealth achieved it honestly. They started legitimate businesses. They didn't get special government breaks. In fact, they had to overcome all the obstacles and hurdles that the government put in their path. They are the real heroes. They create the wealth, provide the goods and services, provide the employment opportunities. And it's unfair that they're getting tarred with the same brush. And when you have the central bank doing what they're doing, it giving capitalism a bad name, it is stoking the fears of socialism and feeding this class warfare, because the average Americans are getting poor. The value of their wages, the value of their savings is being destroyed by the government, by the Federal Reserve. And as they fall further and further behind, they're looking for someone to blame. And when they see in the media these Wall Street tycoons making a fortune, it's very easy for the demagogues to come in and channel that rage and beat the drums for socialism, get the rich, soak the rich, you know, take their money. And then, of course, once you go down that path, there's no turning back, because everybody has somebody who's poorer than them who thinks they're rich. And if you have the guy that's making $100,000 a year wants to take money from the guy that's making $1 million a year because he doesn't need all that money and make him pay his fair share, well, to the guy that's making $30,000 a year, the guy that's making $100,000 a year, he's rich and he doesn't need all that money either.
And then meanwhile, we have General Electric, Google, and a handful of other Fortune 100 who help write the loopholes publicly in Congress. They're paying zero tax or 2% tax or 2.5% tax. And literally, I've studied it, they are the ones financing the big foundations at the universities, teaching the young people that their future is based on wealth redistribution, when the mega rich themselves have basically written the rules where they're exempt from this.
And meanwhile, companies like General Electric would have been bankrupt if they didn't get bailed out. And one of the reasons that they don't pay taxes is because all the money that they lost during the financial crisis. But, of course, had they been allowed to go bankrupt, it would be a much different situation. But meanwhile, I own a small company, my company, Euro Pacific Capital. I'm paying about 42-43% of my corporate income in taxes, you know, because I can't take advantage of all these loopholes. And then whatever I, you know, my personal income, I'm paying about 45% of what I earn in taxes. And if they raise them much higher, you know, more than half my money is going to be stolen from me by the state and redistributed to other people. You know, how long do they expect me to work if the government's going to take the fruits of my labor? And how long am I going to go on employing people and paying these taxes if I'm turned into a serf?
And for those that don't know, you can look this up. China has much lower corporate income tax. So do most other nations. The United States has, last time I checked, one of the highest corporate income taxes in the world.
It's actually, Alex, the only country that has a higher tax is Japan, but that's not actually true, because people forget about the state corporate income taxes. So if you have a corporation in New York or New Jersey or Connecticut or California or, you know, Chicago, you're paying an income tax rate well north of 40%. You know, these other countries don't have the local income tax like we do. They just have one income tax. We have two, and sometimes if there's a city income tax, you got three.
Yeah, let me explain that to folks. You know, people say Texas is great because there's no state income tax, but the truth is, in the last 5 years, Texas has passed three new business taxes, and they hit companies that start making over $100,000 a year. They have a franchise tax, hospital district taxes, several other taxes that now total federal tax, corporate tax, all the taxes I pay. By the end of it, I've got about 40% to get to my employees and for equipment and things, and then my employees all pay taxes, Peter.
Of course. I mean, I looked at my business, Europe's, you know, my brokerage firm. The U.S. government makes far more money from my brokerage firm than I do. I mean, certainly if you just take a look at the revenues it collects from me in my income tax. But what about the income tax paid by over 100 of my employees that, you know, because of me? And then if you look at all the other fees and licensing fees, and the government is making a fortune off of my business.
Look at your cell phone bill. I mean, how many little taxes do they just add now to that? I mean, it's the water taxes, the trash taxes. There's hundreds of these. Now, Peter, in the time we've got left, breaking down your prognosis of the economy, it looks like everything you predicted 5 years ago is now happening. The head of Walmart admits, quote, serious inflation is now starting, more and more monetization of debt. I mean, are we now heading into that depression?
Well, yeah, you talk about taxation. Inflation is the most vicious form of taxation because people don't even realize they're paying it. You know, the government is blaming rising prices on speculators, on foreign growth, on Middle East tension. Prices are rising because the government is printing money. Instead of taking money away from us in taxes and spending it, they're robbing our purchasing power. And when your purchasing power is robbed, the way you see that is the price of everything that you need to buy is going up. And this is what is happening. And you mentioned, you know, early before you introduced me, that in the month of March, the government spent 8.5 times what it collected in tax revenues. The lion's share of that money was going to repay maturing Treasury debt. And guess who? How they were able to repay it? By borrowing it from the Federal Reserve, which bought about 70% of those new issues. What is going to happen in a couple of months when the federal government has to borrow all this money and the Federal Reserve's not there? You know, either interest rates have to skyrocket to convince other people to buy, or the Fed's going to have to be back for QE3. But either way, we got big, big problems ahead.
I wanted to ask that question. Europe, for the first time in decades, led with the announcement, not the Fed, that they're going to go ahead and increase interest rates. The Fed then followed and said maybe at the end of the year. What is it going to do as interest rates rise? Why are they saying that's triggering further dollar devaluation?
Well, A, they're not rising fast enough, because just raising interest rates by a quarter point here and a quarter point there ain't going to do it. You're still behind the curve. The Fed has to get aggressive to fight inflation, but the problem is it can't get aggressive because the entire phony recovery that we have going is built on a foundation of cheap money and cheap credit. And if you take that foundation away, the whole thing will implode. So the Fed is in a box that if it wants to pretend the economy is growing, it has to keep rates down and let inflation run out of control. All it can do is lie about it, pretend it doesn't exist, and then when it shows up, blame it on somebody else.
So what's the time frame here? I mean, you predicted the collapse of the Fannie and Freddie. You predicted what happened in October of 2008. What's on the horizon, and what's right down the street, and what's standing right in front of us?
Well, I don't know exactly how much time we have. I think you can measure it just a few short years, and it might not even be that much time. It might be 6 months. I think a much greater financial crisis is coming. You know, what we had in 2008 was the overture. The opera has only just begun, and the reason it's going to be so bad is because of all the things the government did to save us from the pain. They didn't save us from the pain. They postponed it, but made it much worse. And I think, you know, you mentioned earlier about Knott House and how the government is, you know, trying to turn what he did into a counterfeiting or an act of terrorism. If you look at what the government is doing, they are laying the foundation for making it illegal to buy gold and silver or sell gold and silver. Because what they said was that Knott House was a terrorist. And what did he do? Right? He didn't counterfeit U.S. currency. He created an alternative. He tried to advocate using his Liberty dollars instead of using U.S. dollars. He wasn't trying to confuse people over what they were. He didn't try to create them so that he could pass them off pretending they were legitimate U.S. currency. His plan, he was saying U.S. currency is no good. It's going to get inflated away. So hold on to this instead. And what the government says is that act, the act of offering an alternative to the dollar, makes you a terrorist. Well, if he's a terrorist, I'm a terrorist. I got a precious metals company, Euro Pacific Precious Metals. I recommend that people buy gold and silver. I sell gold and silver. In my most recent newsletter, I recommended using gold and silver as a form of barter. And so am I undermining the U.S. monetary system?
No, the globalists, by devaluing the dollar, by monetizing debt, they're the ones that are doing it. And so now they're scared of alternatives that publicly challenge them. And it's a very dangerous precedent.
absolutely. The one who's undermining our monetary system is Ben Bernanke. It's Congress. They're debasing the money. But what the government doesn't want is Americans to have an escape valve. They don't want Americans to have an alternative. They want to keep us bottled in that currency so they can keep stealing its value. And this is shows you. It's the camel's nose under the tent. You know, first they go after this guy, and then they expand it. And eventually, it's illegal to own it. You can't just if somebody owns gold, they're undermining our monetary system. After all, they could have been saving in dollars. I'm telling people to buy gold, not to save dollars. Well, I'm undermining our monetary system. Well, the problem is it's already been undermined. I understand that. So I'm trying to get Americans to understand that if they don't want to be broke, that they need to save something of real intrinsic value. Yeah. And the government doesn't want anybody doing
that.
Well,
it's really simple. You've come out with a car and we've come out with a car that works better, has high quality. We're telling people that a certain dealership has a record of selling cars that break down when you drive them off the lot, and the car dealership has sent police to basically try to arrest us. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. They don't want reality of precious metals getting in the way of their fraudulent system.
Meanwhile, you know, gold's at an all-time record high today. Finally, silver's at a new 31-year high. And it's not like that we're trying to make cars and pass them off as these lousy cars that the government is making. We are basically saying, no, the government's car is no good. Buy this one instead. Counterfeiting is when if somebody counterfeits a $100 bill, they make it look exactly like a $100 bill, and they go and spend it, and they hope the person thinks it's a legitimate $100 bill, a legal U.S. tender. That is not what anybody who is advocating gold and silver ownership is doing. In fact, they're specifically stating that that money is no good.
Absolutely. Peter Schiff, stay there. Final segment coming up. We'll look more at the economy straight ahead with Peter Schiff. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
look like an angel.
So the private Federal Reserve teamed up with the government and has basically destroyed the dollar, devalued it. They're monetizing 70% of the debt. That means Weimar Republic, Zimbabwe, Argentina. And if you go back to 1933, they do not want to compete with gold and silver. And as gold and silver continues its meteoric rise, they have been trying to demonize it. They've been trying to manipulate the market. They're now failing against the laws of economics. And we are just steamrolling into this crisis. The very banksters that engineered this are now going to pose as our saviors and try to bring in even more controlled economies as the answer, which never works. It works for them, not for the general public. Peter, how do we defeat these people?
Well, ultimately, they're going to defeat themselves because the whole economy is going to collapse around them. We have to make sure that they get the blame for it, that central banking and central government planning gets the blame. All we've had is repeated doses of government stimulus. The stimulus is the problem. The stimulus is toxic. That's why the country is so sick. And we're not going to solve our problems with government stimulus. We can't solve them until the government stops stimulating. The problem is they never will because they don't have the political courage to take away the punch bowl. Because in order to get better, we have to swallow some bitter tasting medicine. We have to recognize that our economy is all screwed up. We've got too many people working for government, too many people working in the service sector, not enough people manufacturing and producing. We've got too many regulations. We've got too much rules. We don't have enough savings. A lot of things have to change. And during that transition, you know, there's going to be winners and losers. And the politicians don't want that because a lot of the losers are the ones that are voting these politicians in office. So they're just going to continue to pretend that they can make everything better with a magic wand, that all we need is to print some more money, to have some more spending and more stimulus, and we'll solve these problems. We're going to overdose on government stimulus. They're going to kill this economy. And we're witnessing the beginnings of it right now. I mean, gold wouldn't be up $19 an ounce. Silver wouldn't be up almost 70 cents today if what they were doing was working.
Now, are you concerned about this government shutdown, the Democrats trying to hold people hostage if they don't increase spending?
Now, I'm concerned that it won't shut down. I mean, a government shutdown is the best thing that could happen to us because if the government doesn't shut down, then the country is going to shut down. The only way to save the country is to shut down the government and force spending cuts. I mean, we have a $1.6 trillion budget deficit for this year, and these clowns are arguing over whether we should cut that by $30 billion or $60 billion. That's peanuts. I mean, that's not going to do anything. The Republicans need to argue for real, meaningful cuts in government spending because now, even if they get what they want, it's meaningless. The whole economy is still going to collapse.
Exactly. If we don't say no to the too-big-to-fail derivatives model, then everything else is just academic. But expanding finally on that, to be clear about my point, just like in October of 2008, the Treasury and Fed held the country hostage, talked down the economy to cause that huge plunge to then get their bailout. I'm saying they're going to try to use a government shutdown as a way to hold us hostage to go along with the expanding debt.
Well, they're not going to shut the government down. They're going to make a lot of noise. And at the end of the day, they're going to raise the debt ceiling yet again. And they're going to spend more money because they can do it. And as long as the Chinese are lending to us and the Japanese and the Saudis, we're going to keep borrowing. And as long as Ben Bernanke is printing, we're going to keep spending. And then until the whole thing falls off the edge of a cliff. And nobody wants to acknowledge that what we need to do is raise interest rates, tighten up on credit, because nobody wants to go through the fact that, well, that's going to bring down the stock market. That's going to cause housing prices to fall. They have to fall. Housing prices are too high. And the consequence of trying to artificially prop them up with cheap credit is that we destroy the currency and we inflict far greater damage and far greater losses across the country than if we simply let housing prices fall to their natural level.
Well, bottom line, we're in a battle to get the truth out, because if we don't, the system's going to use these crises to expand their model of vertical integration with the mega corporations teamed up with government. Peter Schiff, thank you so much for joining us. Look forward to speaking to you in the near future.
Thanks for having me on.
You bet. We'll be right back with the second hour. Congressman Ron Paul coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.